All right, church, thank you for checking in. Today we're going to continue in Joshua chapter 19. We're going to look at three tribes, three tribal allotments, Asher, Naphtali, and Dan. All three of these are relatively obscure tribes of the 12. We've already looked at Issachar and Zebulun and Simeon and several others as well. But Asher, Naphtali, and Dan, these are very rarely mentioned outside of just kind of genealogies and these tribal allotments that are listed here. Okay, but some things you can get from it. Asher comes up once in the New Testament. The tribe of Asher is mentioned. In Luke chapter 2, there is a prophetess, a woman named Anna, who prophesies over the baby Jesus when he is being brought to the temple. And she is from the tribe of Asher. And that's it. That's the totality of the New Testament. And the book of Revelation mentions Asher. There's a census, a counting of all the tribes, and Asher is accounted for. All of them are mentioned there in the New Testament, in Revelation. But other than that, the only place that Asher is mentioned in the New Testament is this woman, Anna, this prophetess. And so there's not a lot that you're going to dig deeply into and find in that. But one thing you can figure out, she's from the tribe of Asher. She's in the New Testament. This means that some people from the tribe of Asher have managed somehow to trace their genealogy all the way back. And that's remarkable because the tribes of the northern kingdom, which Asher is among them, remember, Judah is really the only intact nation that came back from the exile when Babylon captured them. We know many others did. We know Paul in the New Testament was from the tribe of Benjamin as well. And here we know Anna was from Asher. Okay, but that northern kingdom was destroyed a full century before the southern kingdom. And they were destroyed by the Assyrians, and they were never brought back. The Babylonian exile is called an exile because they came back after it. But the Babylonian exile pertained to Jerusalem and Judah, the tribe of Judah. That's who was still around. Okay, and when Ezra comes back, he's a priest, and he has a hard time finding other priests that still have an intact genealogy. They have Levites and priests, so we know the tribe of Levi was still there, still keeping track. But they had a hard time finding priests who could verify who they were, that they really were of a priestly lineage. They would say, hey, I'm a priest. My daddy told me I was a priest. Well, who was his daddy? What about all these genealogies that the Bible lists? There's a reason they do it. It's to keep track. And we know that for long periods of time, these tribes had a hard time keeping track. But we also know, because Anna is a prophetess from the tribe of Asher in the New Testament, that she must have kept track, that her family line must have kept track, even during the Assyrian wipeout. They're called the diaspora. They're dispersed across the whole known world. The Assyrians were brutal, but somebody stayed faithful in the tribe of Asher, and some family line stayed faithful and kept track, and Anna is there. Okay, then there's a Naphtali. This is verses 32 through 39 in Joshua 19. Naphtali, I mentioned once already, is mentioned in the New Testament in the book of Matthew. If you listen to the previous episode here, looking at Zebulun and Issachar, Naphtali, the tribal allotment borders, touch up against the land of Zebulun. And this is where Jesus went shortly after his baptism and after his temptation. It says, you know, on you a light has dawned. Okay, Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. Okay, so that's your mention of the New Testament there. And then there's Dan, Joshua 19, verse 40 through 48. Dan is not mentioned anywhere in the New Testament other than that passage in Revelation, where all the tribes are just kind of listed. It's the only place Dan even makes it into the New Testament. All right, but Dan's unique. I'll read this to you. It says, verse 47, Joshua 19, when the territory of the people of Dan was lost to them, the people of Dan went up and fought against Leshem, and after capturing it and striking it with the sword, they took possession of it and settled in it, calling Leshem Dan, after the name of Dan, their ancestor. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the people of Dan, according to their clans, these cities with their villages. All right, so what you get from that is that Dan, the tribe, got some land and then lost it and then went and got different land. Okay? You can read about this in Judges. Judges chapter 18 tells the story of Danites coming and taking a place they call it Laish. Here in Joshua, they're calling it Leshem. Different commentators, different opinions, whatever. But it seems to be referring to the same basic event. But Dan, if you read Judges, was not doing a very good job staying faithful to God. Just not at all. If you read the New Testament and you realize Dan's not even mentioned there, well, that probably can give you some clues about things. They lost their land. They had to capture different land. And then they're not mentioned in the New Testament, really. But they are mentioned in Revelation, indicating that somehow, some way, because God is God, and for no other reason, so no credit to Dan or anybody else, but to God himself, they're somehow still going to be intact in the time of Revelation. All right. But Dan lost their land and had to go take possession of different land. And the book of Judges is a series of this kind of thing happening. Dan is just one of the last ones mentioned in Judges. I don't know if Judges, the part about Dan is chronological. We'll have to do a study of Judges sometime. It's a fascinating book. It seems to be chronological, but then at the end they tack on a bunch of other stories, events that they're not necessarily attached to a time period. So we're not even sure exactly when this happened with Dan, but they lost their land. Like, how does God's people lose their land? How do you lose the land and then go capture different land? Well, obviously, they fell away from God, and they departed either to the right or to the left. They somehow left God's plan and purpose for them, and they lost the land. And then they went up and got new land. And if you read it, you'll see, you know, in Judges, there's just some really messy stuff going on there. False worship, false Levites, false priests, just going off hunting different land and wiping out people, doing what seems right in their own eyes is how Judges, the book of Judges, summarizes Dan and summarizes all of Israel at that time. Okay, so that's what we got for those three. Tomorrow we'll finish chapter 19. We're going to look at Joshua himself and the specific land that Joshua himself was able to occupy. God bless you. Praise the Lord. And we'll get into Joshua tomorrow.